The call to prayer. Direct hit key concept. The adhan is more than a reminder, it is an invitation from Allah. When you hear it, you are being personally called to success. The Prophet said, when you hear the muezzin, repeat what he says, then invoke blessings on me. Sahih Muslim 384. Open book details. What to do when you hear the adhan. 1. Repeat after the muezzin, silently or softly, phrase by phrase. 2. Send blessings on the Prophet after the muezzin finishes. 3. Ask for the wasila, the highest level of paradise. 4. Make dua, your supplication between adhan and ikamah is not rejected. The exact dua. After sending blessings on the Prophet, say, Allahumma rabba hadi hidda wadat tama, wa salatil qima, ati Muhammadan al wasalata walfad hila, wabathu makaman mamuda naladi wadta. O Allah, Lord of this perfect call and established prayer, grant Muhammad the wasala and virtue, and raise him to the praised station you promised him. After the adhan. Do not rush. The time between adhan and ikamah is precious. Use it for dua, supplication. Optional prayer, rawatib/sunnah prayers. Quiet preparation. Modern challenge. Many of us hear the adhan on our phones rather than from a mosque. The same rules apply. Pause. Respond. Let the call interrupt your day intentionally. Thinking face reflection. The adhan interrupts work, sleep, conversation, and entertainment on purpose. It is a scheduled disruption designed to reorient your heart. Do you treat it as an annoyance or an invitation? What would change if you stopped everything for 60 seconds when you heard it? High voltage action step. Set your phone's adhan notification to a voice you love, not a jarring beep. For the next 3 adhans, stop what you are doing, repeat the words, and make one sincere dua before the ikamah. Sources: Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Sunan al-Nasa'i.